And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of September, 2011. It's the birthday of poet Mary Oliver, born Maple Heights, Ohio, 1935. Wanted to be a writer from the time she was young, though she knew that writers didn't make very much money. So she sat down as a girl and made a list of things that she'd never be able to have, such as a nice car and fancy clothes and eating out at expensive restaurants. Mary Oliver dropped out of college to make a pilgrimage to visit Edna St. Vincent Millay's estate in Austerlitz, New York, where, though the poet had been dead for several years, her sister Norma lived there along with her husband. And Mary Oliver moved in and lived there for years, helping out on the estate and keeping Norma company and working on her own writing. In 1958, a woman named Molly Malone Cook came to visit Norma while Oliver was there, and the two of them fell in love, and a few years later, they moved together to Provincetown, Massachusetts. Mary Oliver said, "I was very careful never to take an interesting job. I took lots of jobs, but if you have an interesting job, you get interested in it. I also began in those years to keep early hours. If anybody has a job and starts at 9, there's no reason why they can't get up at 4:30 or 5 and write for a couple of hours." It's the birthday of the poet H.D., Hilda Doolittle, born Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 1886. And it's the birthday of the novelist Hannah Webster Foster, born Salisbury, Massachusetts, in 1758, author of an epistolary novel called The Coquette, or The History of Eliza Wharton, came out in 1797. It was a huge success, one of the best-selling novels of 18th-century America, and it was based heavily on the true story of Elizabeth Whitman, a beautiful minister's daughter from a well-known family who became pregnant out of wedlock and died after giving birth to a stillborn child at a roadside tavern. The man who supposedly impregnated her was Pierpont Edwards, the son of the famous preacher and theologian Jonathan Edwards, who started the Great Awakening movement, delivered the famous sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God." It was a great piece of gossip all across New England, and Hannah Webster Foster capitalized on the gossip by turning it into a novel. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland, "The Word." Down near the bottom of the crossed-out list of things you have to do today, between green thread and broccoli, you find that you have penciled sunlight. Resting on the page, the word is beautiful. It touches you as if you had a friend, and sunlight were a present he had sent from someplace distant as this morning to cheer you up and to remind you that among your duties, pleasure is a thing that also needs accomplishing. Do you remember that time and light are kinds of love, and love is no less practical than a coffee grinder or a safe spare tire? Tomorrow you may be utterly without a clue, but today you get a telegram from the heart in exile proclaiming that the kingdom still exists, the king and queen alive, still speaking to their children, to anyone among them who can find the time to sit out in the sun and listen. The Word, a poem by Tony Hoagland from Sweet Rain, published by the University of Wisconsin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.